Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albracht and Tommy Kester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you here on Sports Daily. Jacob Albracht, Paul Savage in for Tommy. Tommy will try and join us in the second hour. Glad to be here with you on a Wednesday. It's the midweek. It's hump day. We're ready to rock and roll. We're post-All-Star break. Major League Baseball season well back underway. Royals can't come up with a win last night. We'll get into that. Look ahead for them as well. We've got college football news everywhere. We've got Chiefs at training camp, NFL teams reporting, all the juice and gossip there as well. And you have the TBT tonight with Mastery trying to win and advance through the Wichita Regional. We'll give away some HTO a little later in the show. Be sure to stay tuned for your opportunity to win some of that. A lot of fun stuff for you to come here this morning. We appreciate you listening on KFH. We appreciate you listening maybe on the Odyssey app, wherever it is, kfhradio.com. We appreciate you watching on 12 News Connected. Now these days, Paul, you're a big TV star now. I appreciate you bringing out your finest shirt and having some fun with us here.
Absolutely. Congratulations. That's a good get for this show. It's a good get for KFH Sports Talk Radio, and I'm really happy to see that. It's good for Tommy. I mean, really and truly, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, TV. I mean, come on. That serves you very well. Not me, but you.
And well, listen, as we always say, ladies, easy.
Yeah.
With Mr. Savage.
There. That's right.
Take it easy.
That's
now.
Right. Come on, girls. No, come on. Calm it down a little. Come on. Come on.
Settle down there. It's a good. How's your sports calendar looking right now, Paul? We're in the middle of the summer. We're all just ready for football. No,
not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso would say. Not so fast, my friend. How about a little bit of Olympics? I am getting myself geared up. Promo has not been the greatest in the world. I mean, let's face it. That's just me. Now I'm for someone else maybe who hasn't seen a lot of Olympics, they're thinking, I see, promos on the Olympics. So I'm not seeing enough. I'm not seeing I like some of them. I like some of the promos real well. But we got to get this thing going. I walk around this town, and other than saying, you got any spare change, I also say, what do you think about the Olympics? What's going on with them? And people... Some people go, what? What are you talking about? I mean, this has been one of the least promoted, least looked forward to Olympics. And, gosh, we start what? This week? The end of this week? I believe the ceremony, of the starting ceremony is this week. I am correct on that, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe opening ceremonies are Friday.
Yeah, and Friday. That's, we're there.
Listen, the reason I'll agree with you is because I'm really not 100% sure on that. I agree.
Would that be, my friend?
And
why would
summer,
a guy?
It's the summer okay. Olympics, too. That's usually the one we get jacked up for.
That's the
I'll
one.
I'll tell you, it's because of the time change for me. It just like I want to get into it. I got to get into it. I want my kids to watch it. So it'll get here and we'll have fun with it. But it is coming and we'll lock in at the time that it happens.
Yeah.
I am a Team USA, wear it on your chest, kind of a red-blooded American sports fan like everybody else. But I am with you. I'm not quite as pre-event hyped as I might be normally.
Well, and part of that, I think, is because we haven't seen a lot of promotion. The promotion that we normally see. Now, what is normal? I'm not even real sure. But here's the one thing we do know. We're getting plenty of women's basketball. We're getting plenty of men's basketball. You know, you follow that down to the detail. You know, a one-point win over Sudan. A one-point win over Sudan? Are you kidding me? But anyway, we can get to that later if you want to. But, and in a tough win against Germany, I was looking at the odds. I know you love to place a small bet here and there throughout your year. But with regards to the United States winning the gold medal, they're the favorite. They're the favorite. You have your different odds on the different teams and that kind of thing. But the United States is clearly the favorite. But having watched them play Germany, listen, Germany's a good basketball team. I mean, I thought, my goodness, this is a team that could compete in the NBA if they just, lugged that team over and plopped them into some city in the United States that doesn't have an NBA franchise. They would do pretty darn well. That's good athletes, good size, good speed. They look the part. Germany looks the part. Then come to find out, as you follow the broadcast, well, this is a team that's been together years. I mean, these guys are basically professionals in the country of Germany. So, but I don't know that the USA is going to win the Olympics on either side. Probably the women have a better chance. I think the women, if you had to pick one or the other, which one do you think is going to win? I'd say the women. I could
women
be wrong on that.
Women just got beat by the WNBA All-Star team.
No. But the WNBA All-Star isn't playing in the Olympics, are they? No, they're not.
Well,
to answer that question, they're not playing in that. So I get it. I mean, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But, women's sports on the basketball side is still a little bit behind in certain countries. And it's a great roster, other than Caitlin Clark not being on that roster for the women.
And Angel Reese.
And Angel Reese. Okay, I'll throw that. Both of them. You were right. But I am still looking forward to the Olympics. I will settle in on an evening. I mean, am I going to watch it 24/7? No, I'm not going to do that. Will I track it? Yes. Yes, I will. Just like I do every Olympics, because it's one in 4 years. And there's some fascinating stories. There's a promo, Jacob. You've probably seen it on the shot putter. I can't remember his name all of a sudden, but he's won a bunch of gold medals in the Olympics, and he and his grandfather got him started, and he holds up the little sign that says, "Hey, Grandpa, we got another gold medal," on TV right after the those are the kind of stories that I love in the Olympics.
It'll be we'll get there. The good news is we got plenty of other stuff going on, and we've got training camps, and we've got the Royals, and we've got all these things.
When do you expect the focus to go to the Olympics a little bit?
Once we've got events happening and we can jump in, and then the time change will be a pain in the butt.
Are you with me on kind of looking forward to? I mean, I'm not saying Jacob Albrock, you have to settle into it. But I'm just saying, you're going to follow it because you've got to. It's kind of
any opportunity for the USA to throw that flag and win a bunch of gold medals, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And so we'll do that. America will do it, and we'll kick tail like we're supposed to, and everything will be just fine. And we'll enjoy it while it happens.
I interviewed on another radio station one time. We interviewed a young man, Brian Byers' son, Matt Byers, who was a four-time champion in the Big Ten in the javelin. It was a contender to make that Olympic squad about two Olympics ago. And we interviewed him, and he says in one of his competitions, he was representing the United States, and he said his heart dropped when he looked in the mirror the first time he put on a shirt that says USA. I'll never forget that. That was something I always has tried to picture. Jacob, how would you feel when they issue your jersey and you put it on for the first time? And your jersey doesn't say some pro team. It doesn't say some college team. Your jersey has a big USA on it. I mean, try to picture that.
We've had really interesting and fun and cool comments from, you know, a lot of places about that very thing. I think to me, the most interesting has been from Brittany Griner, who, of course, spent the time in Russian prison.
People
got really mad at. She has seemed very patriotic, and I don't remember where I saw the conversation, but the quotes I read were she never, you know, she thought it was interesting that she was ever deemed unpatriotic because she, you know, thought she was going to the military and would be a cop and all these things and the protests and all that stuff. And then she goes to Russia. She did talk about what it will be like now, this time, though, after that experience. It's cool.
It is cool.
Wherever that conversation happened. But we've got LeBron James carrying out that flag. What is this? I think his fourth Olympics. So, yeah, I think it hits all these athletes that way. And it's really, really cool and interesting. And it will be fun when it happens.
Yes, it will.
I don't get into the opening ceremonies much. But once the games start, like, I'll be there. I'll be with you on that. Right now, though, it's hard not for me not to be just with the Royals, riding that roller coaster every day. Last night, a down swing to the roller coaster. They fall to the Diamondbacks.
A little bit, yeah.
They just did, you know, whatever. They've won four in a row. Now they lost one. Mm-hmm. And it was the Alex Marsh start, and he wasn't particularly good last night. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because he's your fifth starter, and he's not always going to be lights out. Mm-hmm. They couldn't bail him out. All right. So what happens now? You got to come back today and win the series for sure. It's interesting, Paul. Today's game, if we look at it, it's Waka tonight, and then the Royals get a day off. They continue to play, you know, softer teams for the next nine after today. But, Paul, after tomorrow, they will not have a day off until, like, August 11th. It's like 16 straight days they'll play. And so you look at it tonight, and, boy, you'd like to get that win. You'd like to rest the bullpen. No pressure, you know, comes to more pressure to Waka than needs to be there, but you'd like to get this win because you're coming out of this and you're just going to play a ton of games in a ton of days. Not only that, but you got to play, you know, a road stretch mixed in there without any days off. So this will be a pretty important one tonight. As far as last night, you know, it's baseball. You're not going to win them all. And, you know, they just caught the wrong end of it. I don't think anything's overly concerning out of it. If it was Seth Lugo on the mound, maybe I'd be a little more concerned. But it's your fifth starter, and he didn't pitch particularly well, and you couldn't get things going on offense. No big deal, right?
Well, it's no big deal. And, of course, the big news to come out of last night's game was that Bobby Witt Jr. was not plunked with a pitch. So that was, I guess that
ended,
was
– yeah.
And I'm assuming you and Tommy probably talked – ad nauseum about that.
He thinks they did it on purpose. I don't think they did it on purpose.
I don't think that. I'm kind of with you, but I wouldn't be surprised, and we'll never know. But by the way, I can assure you this. It was one of the coolest moments I can ever think of remember seeing the way a baseball manager handled being ejected into in a game, and particularly on the Arizona side. When the comment was made, if you think that I would ever order the plunking of the future of Major League Baseball,
Yeah.
Referring to Bobby Witt. You know, I'm going to tell you, Jacob, that kind of got me for a second. That gave me pause. But
so between the home run derby, where he was, you know, on full display,
right,
and then that culmination of that and hearing that quote, I agree with you. Like the world is taking notice of Bobby Witt Jr.'s place in the future of it. And I think that's a great thing for the Royals. And I'm not certain that the buzz that he has created over the last 2 weeks will not help J.J. Piccolo maybe make it a more difficult decision or be more aggressive at the trade deadline, because all eyes right now are on Kansas City. Now, they need to win games still and not let, you know, the hot start out of the All-Star break go to waste or anything like that. But I do think, as everybody's focused in, and Bobby Witt Jr. is the big reason for that, that you could justify, if you're the front office, maybe being perhaps a little bit more aggressive than you might have been, because you want to ride this. You want to ride this on through, and Bobby Witt Jr. is the big reason for it. So, yeah, right. I agree. That comment really did stand out. And I didn't think they threw at him anyway, because it just didn't make any sense why they would.
Right.
But once I heard that, it solidified it. I'm like, well, if, you know, maybe the pitcher was a lone wolf in that and like just went on his own. But even then, that didn't make a ton of sense. It certainly wouldn't have been ordered by the manager. That's what surprised me. And maybe, you know, maybe I agree too that the umpires are to blame here, because Bobby Wood Jr. gets plunked there. I just couldn't figure a reason they would do it. Like, just because he's going for the cycle, who cares? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, guys go for the cycle and do that kind of thing all the time. Right. He wasn't like pimping it or anything.
No.
Just, you know, he's so I whatever, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But yeah, the important thing was the attention that he has drawn to that organization. It's been, you know, now people are paying attention to, and they'll have another chance tonight to surpass last year's entire win total.
Right.
We're in historical territory on what this turnaround, you know, no matter how it ends, like how many more games they win from one year to the other, it will be one of the great turnarounds in the history of baseball. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody's paying attention to that. And that's just another reason now, as the trade deadline is less than 1 week away,
right,
that we look at that and wonder, how aggressive will they be? But we can get into that throughout the show today. We'll look ahead to the Royals game tonight as well.
Okay, good.
On the show.
By the way,
a trip around NFL training camps, and we'll talk a little college football. Yes.
Well,
yes.
No, I was just going to say, with regards to Major League Baseball, and particularly the Kansas City Chiefs, we're in kind of heady territory right now with regards to the Royals. We're within shot of making the playoffs. There's a good shot that they're going to make the playoffs.
They're in playoff position as we currently speak.
As we speak, they're there. And, you know, they weren't as of 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. I mean, every time I'm on this show, we end up talking, you know, substantially about the Royals, and it's always a lot of fun. And we said, well, here's where they are. They're in striking distance. But right now, they're there. And,
they're there.
Man, that is something. And, you know, we have talked about this and kind of been on the cutting edge of that on this particular show. And with that being said, you know, this is must-watch TV. I find myself catching glances of the Kansas City Royals more than I have in the past, because, man, there's some meat there. That's a good baseball team. And Bobby Witt Jr., you know, boy, is he fun to watch. But with that being said, I'm sorry, I just had to back up on that, because we're right there with the playoffs. And we've been talking about where they are to the playoffs for weeks, and we've followed that, and I'm just really excited about it. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Sorry about that. I backtracked. I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, no, it's good. We're all excited about the Royals. You'll hear him tonight on KFH. We will talk about tonight's game a little bit more as we make our way through. We're going to talk a little football. We'll make kind of a trip around NFL training camps, talk Chiefs, a couple of significant things I thought yesterday. And then, you know, the ACC and the Big 12, kind of little war of words here among commissioners. We'll get into all of that as we make our way through. It's Jacob Albrecht. It's Paul Savage. Mornings at KFH. Enjoy a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Appreciate their support of the program. All of this coverage, this football coverage, baseball coverage, it's all brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're coming right back. We'll talk a little football on Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Savage. Don't go away.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
On your way into work, you want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car? You can with the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com. Just download the app or visit Odyssey.com, search for KFH. Download the Odyssey app today to get started. We appreciate you joining us, maybe on the Odyssey app, maybe on 12 News Connected, KWCH.com. We appreciate everybody joining in, however it is that you listen to us. As we make our way around football, let's start with college, Paul. We've got the ACC up talking this week. It's Commissioner Jim Phillips. Says that, you know, basically they're the third best. We're not chasing third, he says. That comes after Brett Yormark, of course, said they think that the Big 12 has solidified itself inside the top three. It does beg the question, which league is going to be better this year? I would vote Big 12 top to bottom right now. But I don't think you can say that when all that anybody's talking about is how everybody wants out of your league. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's all anybody – like, you may think that, but the only conversation that's happening is how can everybody get out? Your own teams are suing you.
Right.
So, you know, you can try to wave that flag, but I don't think anybody's buying it now because everybody knows how this goes. Like, it's only a matter of time. The clock is ticking. So – you know, if there's any chance to save the league long term, it would be, you know, cooperation and partnerships and things like that. But if you're going to, you know, sit there and still stand your ground and plant your flag in the ground and do all those things, well, hate to tell you, but it ain't going to last forever. Everybody already wants out.
Right. And there's irony based upon the fact that when you find out. Jacob, would you care to guess who the number one and number two pick teams to win the ACC are? Would you care to guess? Isn't it ironic? Would you care to guess? Let me just tell you, if you didn't see the preseason poll, Clemson and Florida State. Jacob, who are the two teams that really want out of the ACC?
Yeah, look,
Clemson and Florida State.
Now, I'm not going to cast stones at that because who were the top two teams in the Big 12 last year? Texas and Oklahoma. But they're not. I don't know how this goes. And what's he supposed to say? Like, I'm not making fun of Jim Phillips for saying, yeah.
Well, you can't. No. No.
I mean, okay. What else is he going to say?
That's right.
But what I wonder is, and the reason is because the particular terminology was sort of a direct counter to what Brett Yormark said. And yeah, he's probably aggravated that Yormark is in there having conversations and try to poach teams. But you. Like even more than that aggravation has to come a self-realization that, like, if you don't figure something out, your teams are going to leave no matter what you say. It's all about the Benjamins, right? It's all about money.
Oh, yeah.
So figure out now how to survive this thing long term, because you're not going to. You're not going to survive to the end of your TV deal. What do you think it's going to be without Florida State and Clemson? And you know, maybe that's the play the Big 12 is making, is that at that point, without those two, maybe ESPN would say, well, we don't even want this deal anyway anymore. Yeah, it's a good deal, but we're missing all our good brands. And then, you know, ultimately what happens with the Pac-12 happens. I think that's what the Big 12 is trying to do. So if you're the ACC, how do you have a conversation right now and say, well, whoa, let's not have that happen. And you know, the answer has always been for those leagues to have some sort of combination of themselves. We know historically in college athletics in the last decade or so, that doesn't happen. Teams refuse to do it. They refuse to let go and try to position themselves. But things like that almost killed the Big 12, mm-hmm. and it did kill the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're the ACC and the writing's on the wall, why not try to figure out something to prevent the inevitable?
Well, and my thought as just a common human being walking this wonderful earth is that when I hear the commissioner, you know, talk about, well, the fee is so high, and he didn't really talk about it, but when you know there's a reason that the exit fee is so high, and that's to keep your people in, it's like you're in prison. People shouldn't want to stay in the ACC because it's a wonderful place to play. It's where you want to be. And, of course, you know, it's like you're being kept a captive. And then can I just throw another wrinkle into all the problems with the ACC? And I thought to myself the day they announced that Cal and Stanford were going to go to the ACC, did you have that little thought in the back of your mind just like I did that, now just how is this going to work? Just how is Cal and Stanford?
You mean with the travel?
With the travel.
And nah. I think that stuff gets so overrated.
Do you really think so?
It's a logistical problem, but it's not like they won't figure it out. Of course they will. But Big 12's been traveling to West Virginia for how many years now? I mean,
that's not near the travel. I mean, you're halfway to say North Carolina. If you're Stanford, flying over Kansas for KU and K-State to travel to West Virginia, you're only halfway. You're not even, and Matt may not even be halfway. So it's a long way to go. And by the way, the cost on that kind of stuff is going to, you know, I just can't sit and imagine. How do you do baseball? How do you do volleyball? How do you do track? How do you do, you name the sport, and they're all going to have to travel. And so, you know, I just think to myself, This just wasn't thought of. Can I see SMU in the ACC? Yes, I can. I think I could see SMU in the ACC. I think I can. I've always thought SMU could be a program that's flying below the radar. You know, if it could be brought into the right situation, I think SMU could be a whale of a tremendous, particularly football program, because they're sitting in a part of the country where there's football players coming out your ears, for guy's sakes. But with that being said, you know, there's just some real problems, and the ACC is going to have to figure some things out. I think they're a league that's going to be on the decline, because I can see teams leaving when they get the chance to go. You can't make somebody stay in a relationship. Lord knows I have figured that out over the course of my life.
It's just not that crazy anymore. You're going to fly it no matter what you do, correct?
Well, but I mean, you're looking at what, 8 hours on an airplane? No, I'm still not buying
it. Oh, on a direct flight? It's not 8 hours. Come on. Look, Austin, UT and West Virginia have been playing for how many years?
Well, okay? For 20.
1,400 miles they've been traveling to play that game. Okay. Washington just joined the Big Ten. How far do you think it is from Seattle to Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
2,400 miles.
Yeah, that's okay? About 500 miles short of the other trip.
Berkeley to Chapel Hill, also 2,800 miles or 2,800 miles, right? And I just tried to, with my limited geographical skills, throw those together. Like, it's a long way if you're driving, but if you're flying, like, the difference between 1,400 miles and 2,800 miles is what? Probably a 4-hour flight, 3-hour flight, 6-hour flight. It's a flight. It's a flight.
Yeah.
So they're just going to fly.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pain. Yeah. Nobody likes it. But Paul, NFL teams, pro sports teams have been flying across the country multiple times a week forever.
Mm-hmm.
They
don't have college classes that they have to make sure they
attend. What do you think they do in Division II, Paul? You know how far, you know, I'll guarantee you this. When I was in school, the travel from Canyon, Texas to Kingsville, Texas on a bus was a bigger travel nightmare than football players jumping on a private jet and flying across the country. Right?
Right.
Let's remember the travel that used to happen before teams would fly, or at the lower levels of college, where apparently it doesn't matter that they also have class, right? Like, we don't ever care about the amount of games and playoffs when we're talking about every other level but Division I. I mean, we just do this, and it's like they're chartering flights. It is not that big of a challenge. It is a 9-hour and 40-minute drive from Canyon, Texas to Kingsville, Texas. West Texas A&M played Texas A&M Kingsville every year across multiple sports. And guess what they did? They jumped on a bus and they drove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've been doing that forever. So getting on a shorter flight than that bus ride, I'm sorry, is not that big a deal when we're talking about what's happening with conference realignment. The geographic nature of this has never made sense to me. And again, people say, well, what about the fans? Same concept. If you go to the lower levels when they've been traveling, what about those fans?
Mm.
Like, fans will either go or they won't. That is not what should drive conference realignment at all anymore.
Right.
And I know the SEC boasts that sort of thing, but they just added Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Austin, Texas is not in the South.
It's a ways away
like
from
that
Florida.
That is not a fit for mm-hmm. the SEC.
Right.
Nor was Texas A&M.
Right.
And so that's all baloney.
Yeah.
Like they're going to go add teams that can help them make money. Period.
Well,
That's the only thing that matters.
I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a. I'm going to give you an extra bullet into what you're trying to get across here, and that is you're talking to a dad who went to watch his daughter play Division II college volleyball when she went to Neumann University, and we drove to a game at the University of Texas, Permian Basin. I thought I'd never get
there. That's actually closer than Austin, but yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's closer than Austin? Well, it felt like Midland. I was never going to get there. That's what it felt Midland, like. It felt like, are you sure there's really a University of Texas Permian Basin? Because I thought I was never going to get there. Jad has a comment. What do you got? Paul.
I was just going to say the Big 12, you know, conferences now, they're looking to play international games. They're looking to play games outside of the country.
Well, they're not going to bus, are they?
No.
No.
Exactly. That's my
point. Travel's just not an issue anymore.
The Permian Basin, and I'm with you, Jad. The Permian, that's where I played high school baseball games on like a Tuesday night. We drove down to the Permian Basin to play. They were in our district. It was like 4 hours on a bus.
Well, at the time.
On a Tuesday night in high school.
Well, at the time, it sure felt like a long ways away. I can tell you that.
The point is, and I'm glad you brought this up because it always bugs me. And Jad's right. Like, they're trying to play games in Mexico. Like, what are we worried about the travel? And yeah, I know it's more expensive. That's a concern, right? That would be a concern.
Well, that would be a concern. Of course
it's a concern. If you're an athletic administrator, it's more expensive.
Yes.
And I couldn't tell you how much more expensive a private plane is to fly an extra 3 hours. I would imagine it's not like double the price.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much that changes, but We have done this in a bus for smaller schools since the beginning of time.
That's right.
Those kids also have class. The travel is far less luxurious. And outside of the cost, it's 10 times worse. The things that we talk about, like, well, what about Cal going to play at Duke? They're going to jump on a plane and they're going to fly mm-hmm. to Duke and they'll play them.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares? And when it's another sport, they'll jump on a plane and they'll probably schedule a series of games where they can make one trip and play 3-4 series.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
half the classes I took in college were online anyway. And that was almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And
it's not that big a deal.
Well, and I've been on some of those, you know, all the years of indoor professional football, I will confess. I mean, I've been on a bus to Mississippi. I've been on a bus to Wisconsin. I've been on a bus to Colorado. I've been on a bus. I mean, you name it. I think I've been on a bus to whatever state it is. A lot of states. And by the way, you bus to North Dakota? That's a trip. That's a real trip. I mean, so I get what you're saying, and I understand it. But you know, and I think to myself, I need to look at the schedule. My question is, and you probably don't know this answer. I don't mean to embarrass you, but if you don't know, because I don't know, and that is Stanford and Cal, of course, are no longer associated with Washington and Oregon. I'd be interesting to see if those four schools have decided somehow, because of the old days of the Pac-12, are they going to continue to play each other continually through the next 10 years or so? I'd love to know that. I'll look it up and see what the schedules are. But I would love to know if the University of Washington, the University of Oregon are playing Cal and Stanford. I hope they are, in a way. I really do. I hope they are. But this is not a system that's going to last. I don't see Cal and Stanford in the ACC forever.
Well, the ACC
this is not a home.
Die. The ACC is going to
And that's
die.
Part of the reason. But
if they don't come up with a different plan than trying to dig their heels in the sand, they will die. They will lose their powerful teams, and you will get a remainder that joins up with the AAC or the Mountain West or something to create, you know, like a power non-power three, you know, like that next tier. That group of five, as it's called now, you're going to see one of them step up, I think, and have a collection. And yeah, like Cal and Stanford, they're not going to have a place to go. Nobody wants Cal or Stanford.
That's right.
Right?
That's part of the
problem. The ACC took them. Their academics and all that stuff are fine, but they're not a draw right now. And they mm-hmm. give you a bigger West Coast footprint. But if the Big 12 wanted Cal and Stanford, they'd have already taken Cal and Stanford, I think.
Yeah. And right? where does Wake Forest finally end up? Well, I'm telling you,
down a level.
They're going to be.
The way of Oregon State and Washington State.
Yeah.
But those places are still going to have a play. Look, we talk about those teams. Like, they're going to have a spot. It'll just be, you know, we're focused more on basketball. Their football will have to take a hit, but there's still a place for them in a 12-team playoff as of now. And, as you know, we'll see how that all shakes out, but that's where they'll go. Unless the ACC thinks outside the box and does something crazy, that's what they should be spending their time thinking about. Not trying to have a measuring contest of who's really the third best league right now. Doesn't matter who the third best league is right now. Your teams want to leave. Because even if you were the third best right now, and I don't think that they are, it ain't going to last very long because everybody's trying to get out. We'll continue that conversation because we do get, you know, Florida State and Clemson sort of making a small statement on the timing potentially of everything. We'll get you. I just got a tweet. We'll give away some HTO right now. Chris says he went in with his free coffee card and left with just a boatload of snacks. Hashtag dad.
Yeah. There you go. Good.
So when you go in and you bring this free iced tea or free coffee card to HTO, you'll see a variety of new snacks, including the delicious cupcakes that are now available. I've got one up in the kitchen that I've been nibbling on.
Wow. You know, I promised that the next time Rocco and I go, we went last week, but I didn't get a snack. But you kind of put that on the radar for
grab
me.
Grab some snacks. They're
I'm going to try a snack. But you say cupcakes.
All right, so here's what we'll do. If you want to go in, you can get a free iced tea, a free coffee on us here at Sports Daily. It's a text to win contest. All you got to do is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to short code 20357. That's T to 20357. A free iced tea at the Derby or either Wichita location, or a free rain coffee at the East Wichita or Derby location. Good luck, everybody. We'll come back. We're going to spend some more time on this. Florida State. Clemson sort of makes statements, I think, or at least that's the reporting, that the future, at least in the short term, is in the ACC. We'll get to that and continue this conversation at Sports Daily. It's a Wednesday. It's all Brockton Savage. Don't go away. That text contest is open for you at HDO. Text the keyword T to 20357 to win some free iced tea and free rain coffee. Message and data rates apply. You can enter once a day on that. L.A. to Ann Arbor, Paul, 2,400 miles. Be a 32-hour drive. Uh-huh. You know, it's a nonstop flight of about 4.5 hours. Okay.
Well, Ann Arbor's halfway across the country. Give me what it is to say.
Halfway across the country? Ann Arbor's basically Canada. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm not going north and south. I'm talking east and west. That's where the real distance is. Figure out what it is to say Chapel Hill from, say.
I already did that one. I already did that one. Okay. Let's go to New Brunswick. Let's go to New Jersey. Is that good for you?
Good for
me. Go to New Jersey.
That's here. Fine. That's fine.
3,300 miles.
There you go. That's
it's probably about a 5.5 hour flight. 5 hour flight. You're fine. You're fine. Who cares? Teams have been bussing it longer than that since the beginning of time.
Well, they used to take trains, too, don't forget.
Airlines don't even necessarily provide meals on flights that short.
Right.
Well, geez, thank you, Jad Chambers, for the help on this. Thank you.
I just like the private plane. Like, come on. Like, it'll be fine.
All right.
Nobody can. And by the way, do you think USC, when it had an opportunity to go make, you know, $11 billion in the Big Ten was, oh, you know what? That flight's going to be tough. No, they pretend like they care. You know, people like to, well, what about the soccer team that's got to, you know, they'll figure it out. They'll be all right. Okay. You know, they just added $30 million to the athletic budget. I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah, there are just times I can't win, and aren't there?
Well, not this time.
Well, thank you for that one. Boy, you're a help, too.
Sometimes we overthink this stuff. And, yeah, is it a headache for the schools? Sure it is, to have to book that much more travel and do all that. I'm not you know, I that's not what I'm trying to say. It's not easier, but it's not a deal breaker anymore. Like, travel is a part of it, and they're not driving these distances, so it's irrelevant. So we bring these up. That's what we got to pay attention to at the ACC, because right now people will think of it that way, right? They're going to think of these like, okay, what about that? You couldn't put Duke in the same league as Colorado. Like, that doesn't mean, yes, it does. It does. If it does, because it's all about survival right now. And basically survival of two things: what's changing in the landscape, and that you're going to have to share money, so you need more of it. That's the first factor. If they can ever get out of these lawsuits, get some legislation, we know they're going to have to share the money. So you need more money, right? If you're going to compete at the highest level. That's the first and most important factor when we talk about this stuff. To the schools. And so there's that fact. And then there is the making sure that you have a place in the CFP. And whatever the playoff of college football looks like, securing your future in that is the other thing that I've always thought goes sort of under the radar. That was my fear with the Big 12. You'd end up in a case where the schools we love are playing for a different championship, and that would kill college football, right? And they've done a good job up to this point with the expansion, you know, and I'm sure the SEC and the Big Ten would like to have only their teams right in there.
They're trying to do that now, yeah.
But there's pushback, and the bigger and stronger the Big 12, ACC, whatever, that the bigger and stronger that group or two groups is, the less likely that anything like that happens. And that's what needs to happen.
Right. Okay? You know, you're making a great case for over the course of time, for the Big 12 to become, dare I say, the premier league. And the reason I say that is because you look at the SEC. Look where they're located. They're basically in, you know, that southeast corner of the United States. Look at the Big Ten. They're basically in the upper Midwest and the northeast corner of the country. Part of the reason the Pac-12 is no longer in existence is because they were on the West Coast, and that's a horrible place to be, particularly for TV viewership and that kind of thing. And you look at the Big 12. The farthest west you go is Utah. Now, granted, you've got a team in Florida, which is okay. I don't have a problem with that. And West Virginia, but you get past those two, and that, you know, you don't go much past what? Cincinnati. You don't go much past the state of Texas. I mean, for a conference to be situated basically in the center of the country, maybe that's going to be what's going to.
Oh, you go from UCF to, you know, you go from,
well,
Tampa.
And then catch a plane is what you're going to say.
Orlando,
right?
Where they, but no, and look, Rodney asked the question: what about fans and students' ability to go to one of those away games? Again, this is one of those things, and I appreciate the comment. By the way, you can comment on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, and watch it on 12 News Connected. This is one of those things that we say out loud, that we hear people talk about, that's not a real factor. Do you know how far the drive from Manhattan, Kansas to Austin, Texas is?
Well, yeah, because I it's probably...
It's 10 hours. It's, 10 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably about
so
right.
How many fans were, like, where, like, forever, Kansas State and Texas have been in the same league? Mm-hmm. 10 hours apart. Mm-hmm. Now we're worried about the ability for a fan to get to Austin to watch a game? I brought up the example of this one too, Rodney. I went to a Division II school. I would have had to drive 10 hours to go watch, you know, our biggest rival, essentially, from Canyon, Texas to Kingsville, Texas. That was a 10-hour drive. Fans aren't making those trips anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what difference does it make?
Yeah,
that's not what drives this. And we can't pretend like teams aren't flying private. We can't pretend like fans were going 10 hours to get places to watch these games anyway. Mm-hmm. If a fan wants to go and watch a game, if they want to go watch Kansas and North Carolina play because they're in the same conference, or Kansas and Duke play, they're going to hop on a plane and go. They're not driving that.
And I will say this, a 10-hour drive for a Texan is like a trip down to the grocery store.
Yeah, that's nothing, right?
You make
those drives anywhere you drive across the state. I think that's the thing. You brought this up earlier, Paul. It's east and west, not north and south. No, it's just as much north and south when you talk about Texas it is east and west.
It is. I know it is.
And go look at the map. It's you know, like, it's wild to think about, but it's true. You probably take that line from Austin and move it over to Utah, and it's probably about the same for a K-State fan. So the travel doesn't really change. The likelihood that you're going to some of these places doesn't change either. And it's not the factor that these schools need to be thinking about. It's all about the money because the landscape is changing. All right, we can get back into that in the second hour. Let's take a trip around the NFL training camps, including Chiefs. I want to talk to Mr. Savage about some of the early signs from Chiefs camp as we return. It is Sports Daily. We are happy to be here with you, and we'll be right back for hour number two of the program. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste, or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrocht and Tommy Kester.
All All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jake Ball, Brock Paul Savage alongside you. Tommy Caster going to hop on board a little later this hour if he can get away from his very important other obligations here at Odyssey. All right, so coming up this hour, we'll talk a little Chiefs training camp. We'll talk a little NFL training camp. We will get more into the Royals game tonight, trying to bounce back and make sure it doesn't turn into any sort of losing streak after they fall to the Diamondbacks last night. We've been talking a little college football, a little ACC. We'll put a bow on that here as well as we make our way through this portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. I'm going to get out there and play a little golf sometime this week.
Oh, good for you.
Out there in the evenings. Good. Been trying to play 9 holes, take one kid each time. I got 3 kids, just rotate them through. It's been a lot of fun to play the twilight rounds. It is getting a little trickier now, though, with the sunshine going away a little sooner, but still plenty of time. The weather's been great for it. Start heating back up a little bit, but love getting out there and just swinging it around with the kids. Still haven't gotten my game in order. What kind of golfer are you, Paul?
Not very good. I haven't played in a while. It just seems like between all the things I got cooking, particularly like football, it's hard to play golf.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And I was average at best when I did play.
Yeah. Here's the best thing about Crestview, though, is this portion of the program, again, brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate it. Is that even if you're not a golfer, you can check out the pool. You strike me as a pool guy.
Well, when I take my shirt off, the women go wild.
I know.
I didn't say what type of wild, but they do go wild.
Yeah, right. They go running.
They go running. Yeah, that kind of wild.
There's a great restaurant, great clubhouse, tennis courts if you're into tennis, all kinds of good stuff. So give them a call. Go check out the facilities. They're getting things repainted. They're doing a lot of good work out there. So tell them we sent you. I never thought of myself as anybody that would do anything like that in my life, but I've really, really enjoyed it. It's been fun for the family.
So I appreciate one thing real quick on that? Meetings. Yeah. If you have a meeting, I've actually been to some seminars out there. It is tremendous for that kind of deal. So if you're a small business and you want to have a place where you can have a great venue for having meetings with salespeople or clients or whatever, man, that's the place to go. It is wonderful, and they treat you well out there too.
Yeah, it's a great place. So
great place.
Check it out. Give them a call. Tell them we sent you. All right, we make our way into hour number two here, Paul. It's just to put a bow on this ACC thing because there was some news with this as well, and it's basically there's an August 15th deadline. If they want to inform the league, they're going to leave before next season, and the reporting and indication is they're not going to do that. So whatever rumblings are there, they're still not ready to do it. It's going to be complicated.
It's a money thing.
And don't think either that there is still some option of Florida State and Clemson staying and them making a power play of some kind. I think that would absolutely be on the table. Florida State and Clemson just want more money, right? They just want, because they see the writing on the wall. They know that if they're going to remain competitive, they're going to have more resources because ultimately there's going to be a revenue share. And if that could come somehow in the ACC, I'm sure they'd love to stay in the ACC.
I'm with you.
It's just, can that happen? I don't know. I don't know if the ACC is thinking along those lines. If they're doing the work to get out of their media rights deal that is handcuffing their ability to earn or not, we'll see. But that was the other bit of news that came out of there. And we'll see if that August 15th deadline does indeed pass.
All right, quick question before we go.
Yeah.
ACC still in business 5 years from now? Only 5 years from now. Ooh, that's a tough question.
Let me give you an answer with an asterisk. I would say yes, but not as one of the power leagues.
Okay. All right.
Because I think as the trajectory looks now, it seems to me like they'll be poached. And yes, I think there will be a remainder of teams that probably still carries that banner, but it will not be what it is now. That would be my prediction as of now, because I just don't see anything that's indicating they're trying to make a power play here. They seem to be doing that whole survival thing that never works out for these schools. Mm-hmm. So that would be my guess there. Right. All right. Let's go to the NFL here, Paul. Training camp Chiefs. I think there have been quite a few notable things to take away early. One, Xavier Worthy came back from the hamstring, looked great. Now, he's been sick since, but it's not the hamstring. He looks like the real deal. The weaponry that Patrick Mahomes is going to have at his disposal has been on display. Now, it's training camp. Guys can't tackle. But when you see, you know, Kadarius Toney lining up in the backfield, and when you see Hollywood Brown make a big play and Rashi Rice making a big play and Xavier Worthy making a big play, and you know that Kelsey's there, and now maybe they're going to use Toney out of the backfield. Like, all of these things have been pointing to what we've been talking about, or at least I have for a long time, that it feels to me like this will be the best Chiefs offense we've seen since Tyreek Hill left. I think that's happening. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to put up just ridiculous numbers this year. He's got to have somebody protect him. And watching the offensive line has been of as much interest as anything, I think, of the early training camp storylines. Yesterday, Wanya Morris took all the first team reps at that. Now, I would ask you, Paul, as somebody who has coached on the lines, up until that point, they had sort of split those reps out. How significant is it that the Chiefs yesterday give all the first team reps to one guy versus rotating guys in there? Because that was the big note from all the beat reporters out there, was that Wanya Morris was getting all the first team reps. Is that a big deal? It seems like a big deal to me. It seems like he has become then the leader in the clubhouse to be the starting left tackle, and it's happening early in camp, which tells me he has a really strong grasp on it, and they're proceeding with him as their left tackle. Mm-hmm. Am I overthinking that? Is it too early for that?
No, you're right on target, because in high school, everybody gets reps. First team, second team, freshmen, they all get reps. In the NFL, only the guys that are going to play get reps. This isn't where you build. This isn't where you start from scratch and make somebody better. Only the guys that are going to play, the ones that you have confidence in, are going to get reps. So you're not reading too much into it. You're reading it exactly what you think you're seeing. I believe you are seeing. So that is the particular case with that. And I find it interesting that when it comes to reps, so much can be told by how many reps, who gets the quality of reps, those kind of things. Reps are everything in the game of football. Reps. I know that sounds crazy, but it tells, if you know how to read reps, you know how to read a football team. So, Jacob, go with your initial gut feeling. You're exactly on target for what I know you're thinking.
Well, okay, so I'm looking here. And then today, though, Paul, so it just in the last, you know, 15 or 20 minutes, now they have Morris. Now they have Morris kind of splitting them up again with Kingsley Suamataya. But it's behind Wanya Morris, but he is getting some first team reps behind Morris. So he's back getting those. And then they're rotating. That's the big one. Cause all the other shuffling, I'm not paying. I'm just trying to catch up with all these guys literally as we sit here. So yesterday Morris apparently gets all the reps. Today Morris is still getting, you know, the first in line, but Suamataya is back in there getting some first team reps. And right. I guess this is where I would lean to you then. Okay, so now we see that yesterday. We maybe try to read too much. Clearly I did, if Suamataya is still getting first team reps. So what are you trying to accomplish there? Like, we're in like the first week of full practice here. How much do we need to be paying attention to that specific thing between it's probably those two players, but at what point, I guess, do the Chiefs need to make that decision at that position?
Well, they're
right. Do they need to commit to it? Because at some point, you know, they're going to do some installing, I would think, here pretty quick on the offense. And I would think, and granted, it's the offensive line and we know players get hurt and it's important that everybody gets those reps, but like, at what point can we look at what the Chiefs are doing in practice and say, okay, this is what they're rolling with? Do we need to get into the preseason games? Like, where do you think we'll get our first indication of who that's going to be?
Well, your gut instincts are exactly right on this particular situation, Jacob. You've got to have backups. You just said that. You've got to have backups. And you're in a situation where there's a lot of things that can happen to ankles and knees if you're an offensive lineman. That's just the nature of the beast. You got that many guys in a concentrated area who are that big and strong. Things are going to happen. Feet are going to step on other feet and roll ankles. You know, there's so much that can happen. So I don't think we need to worry about how the reps are issued. Now, I can still make that case. Reps tell you who's going to play and who's not going to play, because if you're not going to play, you're not going to get a lot of reps even in camp like this. But with that being said, I think you're reading into it who the players are. Reps are going to be given to the guys that they have the most confidence in. So you're right on target, and I think what you've said, everything you've said at this point, is probably pretty close to the way it's going to be. They're looking. They're going to get some guys some reps that you may not see starting, but that's still the nature of the beast. Nobody gets through an entire season with the same five offensive linemen intact for every game, do they?
Yeah. It's just the most important thing I think we're going to see out of training camp. Mm. Is what happens at that position.
Right.
So maybe we're just being overly sensitive to all the intricacies of early practice.
Right.
Because I do think we all realize now, and it's not breaking news that left tackle for the Chiefs is a big question. Of course it is. They've been trying to solve it for 5 years now, since they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa when it became a glaring need. And I guess that's probably why we're giving it a little more run than we mm-hmm. might normally give it. They also don't have a clear starter for the first time in a while. You know, last year we probably thought Jawan Taylor was going to be the guy, and that became a storyline that he was playing on the right side. And we're like, well, hang on, you guys brought in Jawan Taylor, and Donovan Smith ends up winning the job and wasn't that good. But they haven't been, you know, they've been adequate at that position. The other thing we know about all this is Patrick Mahomes has been able to thrive even with the soft spot at that position, but he ain't no spring chicken anymore.
Nope.
Like you've got to try to, you know, every year that goes by, every year he gets older, I think it becomes even more important to protect him. One of the big underrated reasons Tom Brady made it as long as he did, which is just remarkable, and I don't think we'll ever see that again at that level at that position, is because he didn't get hit very much. Mm-hmm. Right? And he had great escapability too.
That's right.
And you know, we know Mahomes is Gumby now. Does that remain true as he gets older and older? Mm-hmm. So I think we're all correct in overanalyzing the left tackle position. Tommy and I talked yesterday. It's not crazy to me that Wanya Morris would win this job. He's a third-round pick 2 years ago. He's going into his second season. He's a third-round pick. The Chiefs have been, you know, at other positions on the line, have, especially in the interior, have found a gold mine at that portion of the draft. I don't think it's a bad thing if Wanya Morris wins this job. I think if Wanya Morris wins this job, it's because Wanya Morris is playing really well, not because they don't have a better option.
Yeah.
I think going into this offseason, we sort of looked at it as like, well, is he their best? You know, I guess he's their best. No, he could absolutely, for all the right reasons, be their best option, and that he's developed and could be a really good player there.
Right.
I don't think we close the door on that either. I think there's a chance Wanya Morris is a good left tackle. And maybe this is the time he's going to take advantage of that. And that would be, you know, best case scenario, in all honesty, is if he does win the job because he's really good.
Right. Well, the Chiefs are high. I mean, I don't want to use the word high.
They used a third-round pick on him.
But the point is that this is a kid that he's going to get reps. He's listed as, right now, as their starting left tackle. I get it. I understand it. He's going to get a lot of reps. And until we know otherwise, he's their guy. He is going to be that guy. And – you know, you look across the potential offensive line, there are some improvements. I think, you know, it's interesting we're talking about the offensive line at this point. Guess what we were talking about 1 year ago at this very same time? What were we talking about? Receivers, weren't we? And now we don't seem to have those kind of conversations near as much. Now, I think there are still people that, you know, want to see this receiving core, what they can do and how much better they've gotten, how much confidence we can have in them. But as I find it fascinating that the one thing that when you look at the strengths of this particular team, and it's certainly not in the offensive backfield with Mahomes, you look at the offensive line. And I find that fascinating. And I think you're probably right. I think that it's right that you do it. There's a lot to lose. When you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, that is some pretty important property that you've got to make sure is protected. But at this point, I got to have confidence that the guys like Morris, the guys like Humphrey, the guys like Smith, some of these guys are going to be really good. They're going to be just fine. They gel together. They got to play together a little bit. And I think they'll be fine. I'm more confident in this offensive line at this point than you. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I'm confident in them.
Okay, good.
So, well, if we're talking about wide receivers, I'm way, way confident. I think they're going to be awesome at that
position.
But on the offensive line,
Look, I think they have a chance to be really good on the line. I don't know about Juwan Taylor, but here let me give you, I'm going to give you a best case scenario, Paul. I'm going to give you a best case scenario. Wanya Morris has an awesome camp, wins that job, and becomes the left tackle.
I think that's what's going to happen.
To further the best case scenario, Kingsley Suamataya has a great camp and supplants and surpasses Juwan Taylor and becomes the right tackle. Now the draft capital, you've got these two guys with the interior we all love, and Taylor sort of becomes a swing tackle to fill in at whatever area of need. If something happens to Morris, you can slide Suamataya over, and then Taylor goes into right. You know what I mean? I think that's a best case scenario.
That
both of these tackles have great camps and they become the tackles. Juwan Taylor didn't do much last year to give us a ton of confidence, right? Like they bring him in a trade, but he had a rough year. And so I do think that, that possibility exists because the Chiefs later in drafts have done a really nice job evaluating offensive linemen. The one they couldn't get and haven't been able to get is left tackle. But really, if we're on it, like that's in evaluating players already in the league. When it comes to the draft, they've been good. And so, yeah, if Morris takes off, if Suamataya pushes him, those two guys become your left tackle or your left and your right tackle. And now that's the best case. That to me, that's the best case scenario for this offensive line is that both of those guys earn spots as starters.
Right. And Suamataya is getting reps. And by the way, Taylor, you look at Juwan Taylor. He's not a bad football player. He's going to get reps.
Well,
he
had a rough year, all the penalties and everything last year. He's at least average, but what if Suamataya is better? Isn't that the best case scenario he loses his job?
I think that's a good case that you're making right now so that you have Morris and Suamataya for your tackles, both starting tackles. And yet Juwan Taylor would still be – he's still going to get play time. He's going to have to play somewhere
along the line. He'll have a role.
He will have a role. That's well said. That's – yeah.
You're not going to make it through. Rick brings up his contract. They're not paying him that much to be a swing tackle. I get that, Rick, and I agree. But I would say this. If Suamataya and Morris are clearly better than him, I don't care what you're paying Taylor because you're paying Patrick Mahomes a whole lot more, and you do everything you can to protect Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. You pay him while you're paying him. I mean, it's not going to change anything. And again, all three of these guys are most likely needed. But I do think that because here's what it would mean if Morris and Suamataya ended up being your tackles, it means that you hit on those picks in the draft and they're both really good players. If one of them or both of them ends up being better than Juwan Taylor, it's not even to me as much of a knock on Taylor as it is. That means now maybe you have a Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith type, impact on this team. And it all comes back to Mahomes. With the receivers we're seeing out there, if he gets supreme pass protection, Paul, I mean, honestly, think about how ridiculous that could be.
Because
you have for the first time, not one, but post Tyreek Hill, not one, but two big time potential deep threats. You've got Rashi Rice over the middle. And you still have Travis Kelce, who will be more open this year probably than he has been in three. If Mahomes has time to just read through a defense, find the open man, and oh, by the way, he can bring Kadarius Toney out of the backfield on some good luck, but nobody's going to stop that. The Chiefs offense will be all the way back. I'm telling you, if the offensive line ends up being a strength on this team, it's going to be ridiculous. It will be ridiculous. We also know that Mahomes is motivated and angry about the way last year played out in the regular season. He said it on the first day of camp. That was not fun. That's the motivation anyway. Fantasy football players, time to draft Mahomes early again. I don't know who the lead horse. I mean, it'll be Kelce, but as far as the receivers, I couldn't tell you right now which of those guys ends up being better than the others. I think all, whatever. But Mahomes, especially if he gets protection, I mean, come on now. It's going to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has a chance to be the best Mahomes offense. That's how much better I think they got at the skill positions this offseason.
Well, and basically what you're saying is that, you know, we will be in awe of an unshackled Patrick Mahomes, a guy who doesn't have to take his concentration off of downfield, a guy who doesn't have to take his concentration off of where the pressure's coming from and feel that and then move. Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be fun? I think that would be a really – in other words, Patrick Mahomes behind the offensive line of, say, the Ravens. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine that?
No. And then the question becomes about the defense, and Mitch Holt has told us he thinks they have a chance to be even better. It's time to get excited, Chiefs fans. Let the hype train go out of control because it's wild. All right, let's take a quick break here. 869-1240. We still got to get to Royals tonight. We'll look at the betting angles at that as well. All this football coverage on KFH presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're going to come back. More from the sports world. We'll look around. Be curious to see what Paul thinks about the Jordan Love situation. We've got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb trying to get contracts, Micah Parsons. A lot of headliner guys trying to get paid. We'll sort of take a look at all that when we return. Sports Daily, all Brockton Savage. Don't go away. Back in, everybody, here to Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, Jad Chambers producing, man in that IHOP hotline for you at 869-1240. Of course, brought to you by IHOP. You can give us a call. You can leave us comments on our video streams. All kinds of different ways to get in touch with the program, whether you're listening to us on KFH or the Odyssey app, whether you're watching us on 12 News Connected. We appreciate you being a part of the show. Good video comments coming through our YouTube stream as well today. All kinds of fun we're having here. Paul, the NFL 18-game schedule looks like it is. That conversation has begun. I would tell you right now, and of course they moved to 17, if you gave players an extra bye week and maybe cut a preseason game and you're a player, why wouldn't you go for the 18-game schedule, right? Like 18-game schedule with two bye. Like if I told you, if you were a player and I said, would you rather play 17 games with one bye week or 18 games with two bye weeks? To me, that seems like an easy answer. Give me the two bye weeks, right?
Right. And there's going to be there could be mandated, from what I understand. We don't know what's going to happen, so this is speculation. But this is being talked about by the different parties. And that is that that it may be that there's going to be some mandatory sit-downs. In other words, it's an 18-game season, but maybe somebody's going to have to sit out. Everybody's going to have to sit out one game. Everybody's going to have to. That is a conversation that is going on at this very moment. Other words, what they're saying is, so that makes coaching all the more important. That makes player development all the more important. No. That makes everything you, to no. do.
We're that, not well, going to get into that's a what, season and say Patrick Mahomes has to sit a game. What if players get hurt? No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just saying what is on the table at this
point.
Just
give him an extra bye week. Just give him an extra bye week.
It would be simple. I guess the simplest thing to do would be cut back to preseason one.
Yes. Cut it to one or two games. I would cut it to one. I mean, if you're the NFL, you don't want to cut them because they still, you know, they force season ticket holders to buy tickets to those games.
They do. They've got to buy them. That's correct.
All that con job. But, like, look, you just have two bye weeks and you're fine. That takes away the health and safety and all that stuff, those risks. But players are playing part of a preseason game. Anyway, just get rid of the preseason games. Mm-hmm. You can get hurt just as easy in a preseason game as you can a regular season game. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the preseason game. Mm-hmm. Give them an extra bye week, and the players win in this. Mm-hmm. They get a better deal.
Yeah,
I would take that 100 times out of 100.
And the NFL wins. The community wins.
Business, you're going to have to pay the players. Businesses around that stadiums extra game. Win. You'd have to pay them an extra game.
Right. Who loses? I'm sitting here racking my brain on this thing. Who loses?
I don't know.
Because I can't think of anybody that loses. The players. Now, the players would be a loser if they didn't make accommodations on time off or, you know, bye weeks or whatever that case might be. Players could lose because, let's face it.
You got to give them the extra bye week.
Yeah, 18 weeks is a grind. I mean, it's a that. I mean, 17 weeks is a heck of a grind. But when do a lot of these injuries happen? They happen in the second half of the season when guys' bodies wear down.
They get nicked up. It's the NFL.
It is the NFL.
They can happen at any point. They happen in the preseason. They happen in training camp. They happen anytime.
Yeah,
that's there will be positioning, and everyone will try to, you know, position themselves. And if you're the players, you just want to make sure you get paid for the 18th game. Mm-hmm. So you take a salary divided by 17 and you add that number to the end of every contract. Mm-hmm. Like that part seems simple to me too. But here's what else could happen if you add an 18th game, if you add the bye week. We're so close to Super Bowl Sunday being followed by a National Monday holiday. Like, there are a lot of people, myself included, that advocate that would be a great time for it. We get President's Day like 1 week later.
Well, that's a good point. No. I'm with you.
They're so close to being able to do that. If you can get it pushed 1 week, you would get the Monday. You want to talk about enhancing the Super Bowl. Give me the Monday after the Super Bowl off? Because we get the, you know, we have President's Day. You can just celebrate President's Day.
Yeah, package up the first week of the NCAA basketball tournament, or I should say the first 2 days of the tournament. Package that up along with Super Bowl Sunday and that Monday, and you've got yourself a winning platform if you want to win elections. That would be unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because I want to get to Donald Trump's golf game in a minute. Mike brings up a good point on the video stream. To say, look at Aaron Rodgers. He was four plays into the game and got hurt. It's the NFL. Guys get hurt in training camp their season. This kind of stuff happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they will use that as posturing in a negotiation potentially. But if you can get the extra bye week, if the players get another game check, the NFL is going to get what it wants. Ultimately, this is a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer. To add the bye week, add the 18th game, get to President's Day, give yourself the holiday. The NFL gets an extra week of TV deals. They get to, you know, add to their TV deals, do all of these things. Everybody wins. This will happen. It will happen. Now, that you know, they'll go back and forth a little bit on the way there, but it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You brought up a political platform, and I agree. Those are the slam dunks all these politicians should be going for.
You got that right.
Did you see yesterday? So I had not heard about this. I guess there is Bryson DeChambeau and another guy. They have this thing where they try to beat 50. They go a two-man scramble. They give money to charity. They go out and they try to beat the score of 50.
Right. I'm aware of that.
So I guess it's become wildly popular. Well, Bryson DeChambeau played with former President Trump.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Saw that.
And they dropped that yesterday, and it's been one of the fastest viral videos, blah, 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 which shouldn't surprise us. You know, we're not political people, certainly not on this show. I didn't ever really believe Donald Trump when he talked about his golf game. But I'm going to tell you, 78 years old, I watching some of those shots. He's really good at golf. I was floored. I was like, gosh, he's not lying when he's talking about his golf game. Like, he's good. Did you watch any of the video? It's pretty fun.
There is considerable
video. He's really good.
Yeah, there's considerable. You know, I know enough about golf. I don't know a lot about golf. I mean, the playing of it, and that is obvious if you've ever seen me play. But golf's a fascinating sport. I love golf. By the way, Tiger's son did not make the cut on the U.S. Open Juniors. Sorry to see that. Just wanted to throw that out. I kind of was pulling for Tiger's son. But anyway, with that being said, there's enough video out, you know. And by the way, when you own like a dozen golf courses.
Right, and you play.
You're going to play, and there's going to be film that rolls on you. People are going to video you and as you play. And if you've seen enough shots of Donald Trump and the way he swings the club, lines up, backswing, follow through. I mean, he knows his way around a golf course. He knows his way around technique. You can just look at him and know he can play some golf. Now he's 78. Can he compete with most people? Probably not. But I mean, he's a good golfer. He has the natural swing, and you can tell that he can play. And I mean, he can hold his own for his age. There is no question about that.
I mean, our last three presidents have played way too much golf on the job for my taste. But I just, when I hear those things, like I saw that and I'm like, wow, like those are some really good shots.
Well, there have been some presidents played a lot of golf over the course of their, yeah, I mean, the Eisenhower,
three,
wasn't he like a big one? I mean,
pretty famously played a lot from,
right.
You know, Obama caught grief for that. And then Trump caught even more grief for that. And I think Biden with Obama. And then as a, like they play a lot of golf.
Yeah, Obama particularly played a lot of golf.
But how about this? How about, you know, we're looking for ways to unify the country. How about we put, and they got into each other on the debate. How about, you know, that celebrity golf thing that Mahomes and Kelsey and all those guys, how about we put Biden and Trump with a pro and put that on TNT with Charles Barkley commentating? Now, how good would that be?
Well,
like, you want to talk about must-see TV.
I'm watching. I'm in. I think that's a heck of an idea.
Everybody on the planet.
Well,
in.
Why don't we have a congressional golf tournament? I mean, we have congressional baseball games.
Don't go too far. Don't go too far here.
Well, I'm thinking outside the box. Now, you don't like that?
I'm not watching a bunch of stuffy government officials play golf. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. But I mean, like, where you get a little trash talk and they're mic'd up. You know, they were trash talking on the debate stage, but like, let's do it. Let's make it happen. You know, they're both of advanced age, so you probably need to put them with a pro, mm-hmm. like you do on those challenge things. Mm-hmm. Although I guess Mahomes and Kelsey, they play the Splash Brothers. They didn't have pros with them, so maybe you just let it go. But that could be a unifying moment, right?
That's true.
Like we all come together on a golf course and talk trash.
Well,
and
we need that. By the way, we need that, don't we, right now?
Yeah.
The way things are going right now with the vitriol that's out there, we need
lighten
something unifying. Yeah, let's lighten up a little, have a little fun, maybe raise some funds for some charities and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll get the Democrats on one side of the golf course, get the Republicans on the other side. The winning group gets to set the tax rate for America for that year. What do you think?
I'm in. Let's do it. I'll get on the phone. I'll make a couple calls. We'll see if we can't make this happen.
Good.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll call the local delegation and see if they think that's a good idea.
Attaboy.
But I was I was floored by how good he played. And that's a crazy trending video. Golf YouTube is a growing thing. The production quality was really high. Maybe I need to check more of that out because it was wildly entertaining. And I had to bounce around because it dropped while I was at work and I was just trying to like see it. Nate, you know, I want to spoil the break 50 part of it, but you'll have to watch. It is really entertaining stuff and fun and those kinds of things. We need more of that right now. I agree. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if Tommy's going to be able to join, but we'll come back and we'll have a little fun here. We'll talk about the Royals tonight. I'll take a look. It looks like Tommy will not be joining. He just texted me. Happy birthday, Bruce Hurdle, Paul.
How about that?
Founder of this show.
Hey, I just got a text from him. He said, many thanks and best wishes from the sideline of the Broncos training camp. Hope you're all well. There you go.
We're going to get Bruce on now that, you know, he like me, had a connection both here to this show and KWCH, and we're now on 12 News Canada. We're going to get Bruce on at some point. His local obligations tie him up at the same time, but we'll figure something out. That is in the works. I'll reach out to him. We'll get him to hop on, talk a little Broncos football with
Wouldn't
us and
that
have
be
some fun
funny.
At some point down the road.
I got to tell the story. One of these days I'm going to tell the story of how I ended up on the radio, and Bruce Hurdle was the reason I ended up on the radio. I'll tell that story one of these days.
Yeah, he's the reason I ended up on Wichita Radio. I mean, I've been working.
Yeah, of course, for sure.
But happy birthday, Bruce, out there in Denver. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Paul, we get the Royals back in action tonight after a loss last night. We missed the bet, obviously, because we're betting on the Royals to win. We go back to that well today just to take a look at some of the bets. You get them tonight before a day off. You get Waka on the mound, which is always intriguing. They are favorites again, not by an incredible amount. The money line again is where the better odds are, plus 160 if you give a run and a half. I think it's a nice bounce back opportunity for the Royals. They need it. You don't want to go into that lone day off you're going to get over the next 2.5 weeks with a 2-game losing streak. They had all that momentum. This is a pretty big rubber game here to continue things for the Royals as they go into a Thursday day off. Waka's on the mound. He's been really good lately. They got to be able to go get this one, right?
That's right. Obviously, that's the case. I mean, you're 5 games back. I mean, you don't want to lose any ground, not at this point. We're almost to August. And
they lost a game to Cleveland yesterday. They were 4 games. Now they're 5. Yeah,
5 games. So you've got some ground you still want to get made up. You're right now in the wild card mix, and that's a good thing. And so, you know, you don't want to give up these kind of games. They all count. I've always said games count in May as much as they count in September. So get this game. But, hey, by the way, one of the things that I would like to get your opinion on is Paul Skenes. He lost his first game. He lost his first game. This is a rookie for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lost his first game. Here we are almost to the month of August. This guy's been unbelievable, hadn't he?
He's been incredible. He might win a Cy Young.
Might win a Cy Young. Him or Sales.
He had his first loss, Paul, as he pitched into the ninth inning and only gave up two runs.
That's right. And no, have you heard of a thing called run support? There's a little thing that.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday. Yeah, there was none. That's right. But he's a
real dang deal. There is no question about that.
Great fastball.
He's third yesterday. His ERA is under two. His whip is 0.87. He's striking a billion players out. He has 97 strikeouts and not even 75 innings, only 13 walks. Let me ask you this way, Paul.
Sure, please.
Would you take any pitcher over Paul Skeens at this point?
Well, I like Sales. I mean, you know, I would not. No, not at this point.
I don't think so either.
Now, I mean, baseball may figure him out. There's still that time where, you know, there's no secrets in baseball, are there, about guys, what they do, how they play, what their strengths, what their weaknesses are. Baseball will probably adjust. I'm sure they will a little bit. This can't go on forever, obviously. But
not,
I sure like
that
him.
Pace,
but I sure like I him right now. Listen, he went into the ninth inning with what, 89, 90 pitches. I saw it this morning. I was reading an article about his game last night. You know, the guy is able to manage pitch. I mean, he's in the ninth inning, and he's at like 80 some. Maybe it was the low 90s. I mean, he's very economical with the work that he needs for himself, because he's so controlling of the baseball, and he throws strikes so well that, you know, he's just amazing to me. We haven't seen anything like this for a long, long time, at least on the mound.
I don't think it's overstating it to say he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Not right now. Yeah, time will tell, but at this moment, yes.
And look, he was that kind of, you know, We again, it's really since like Steven Strasburg have we seen a prospect have that sort of hype or ability or anything else. And Strasburg at times delivered on it. Now, his longevity didn't hold up. Strasburg had a lot of really, really good years in Major League Baseball.
Right.
But I don't think it's crazy right now to say Paul Skeens best pitcher in baseball.
Right.
Would you take anybody out of him? Anybody.
Yeah. I would take Nolan Ryan, and I would take Roger Clemens.
Yeah. Right.
I know they're not playing right now, but I get your point.
Look,
no, I would
Burns
not.
Is in that conversation. There's plenty of players.
There's four or five guys we could rattle off, but no, I would not take anybody. Yeah.
If you're looking just at, you know, like what they are, what they can become, and the best of them, you're just not going to convince me that you did that I would take anybody over Paul Skeens.
I'm not at this moment. At this very moment, no, I'm not. And I can come up with a couple that I would certainly consider in the mix, but no, I would not do it. I would not do it at this point. He is just lights out, and I think he's one of the most interesting things that's happened to baseball in the last 3, 4, 5 years. He's really fun. I guess Ohtani, but
So the good thing about Skeens is he has got one of the most famous and popular athletes of, you know, of the upcoming generation as his girlfriend. And you get that part of it. He's got his cool mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And he is becoming, you know, that sort of baseball. It's hard to find must-see national interest stuff in baseball. Shohei Ohtani certainly has been that. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is slowly and all of a sudden becoming that. And then Paul Skeens, it's a good place for Major League Baseball. I hope they don't waste it. We were talking about this yesterday in the office. Like, Paul Skeens should not pitch in a game right now that the entire country isn't able to watch. Whatever Major League Baseball needs to do to allow people to watch him pitch, they need to get that figured out.
Well,
they do.
It doesn't
because
always work like
that.
That's
what you have to do.
Right.
Like, and baseball's been challenged by that for a long time. The, you know, relying on the regional broadcast networks and not letting people see what they want to see. I mean, you can by going to like MLB.tv, but if you're baseball and you're looking out for the good of the sport, you've got what, two real broadcast part, three TBS, Fox, ESPN. Baseball should get up to the rooftops and say, hey, You'll be able to catch Paul Skeens start tonight on any of those three networks if you want to watch him.
Man, I'd be tuning in.
Got to get him front and center.
He is must-watch TV if you're a baseball fan. Must watch. Every outing, I want to watch him.
I mean, how long has it been? You know, Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez, I think, were that way, where you just had to watch him pitch. He's got that early on going for him, and so take advantage of it, Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Don't waste the opportunity here. They've done a good job with Shohei Ohtani of keeping him front and center. You'll need to do that with Bobby Witt Jr., you know, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, these guys. Do it with Paul Skeens. Do it.
He certainly
get
has
him
the potential
out there, mm-hmm, and take advantage. He is a pop culture guy because of his girlfriend. He is got
all
mustache. The ability in the world.
And his mustache. Like, let's not forget that.
And he's got the cool mustache thing. Like, it's all there. Take advantage if you're Major League Baseball. Yeah, that was funny that he got his first loss pitching into the ninth inning, giving up two runs.
I know.
And another incredible start. That's pretty funny.
Well,
but there he is. And hey, the Pirates are kind of in the mix here, which is cool for them too. They're very much in a playoff chase themselves. Wouldn't it be something if the Pirates and Royals made the playoff?
By the way, I made a point of watching the first part of the All-Star game. I made a point. And why
just
did
so
I?
Just so you could watch Skeens. You said that. You said you were. That was what you were tuning
in
for.
And I did it. And I did it. And, you know, after about 2-3 innings, I kind of lost interest and I let it go and checked back on it, that kind of thing. But I made a point of tuning in to Major League Baseball's All-Star game. It's been a long time since I've done that. It's been a while since I've done that, Jacob.
Those are important things. And look, Bobby Witt Jr. didn't win the home run derby, but he was the story of the home run derby.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to pay attention to those things if you're Major League Baseball. All right, we're going to come back. We'll put a bow on it, tell you what you can watch, where you can watch next on Sports Day.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.